Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
Maybe two more times, and let's just see what we got today. I believe God's good, don't you? Well, that was four of you. I still believe God is still good. I believe He's got something good for who? For you today. And I hope you're ready to receive what He wants to do in your heart and your life. Here we go. Oh, victory in Jesus.
My Savior.
Me. what?
Amen.
A big hearty what?
Amen.
A big hearty what?
Amen.
Give the Lord praise one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I tell you, I like to be where there's woo, freedom. Amen. And I just take a deep breath. Oh, I smell the presence of a holy God. It wants to do something mighty in your life today. You may have come in, bless God, down in the dumps, defeated, discouraged, and feeling like you just want to sing the hee-haw song. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Oh, that deep, dark depression, excessive misery. Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, oh Lord, despair, agony on me. Well, let me tell you what. That's not what I came for. I came this morning because I know I got a God who's real and wonderful and does exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think today. That's the mighty God that we serve. Amen. You've got to put action, feet to your faith. Let me tell you what we need. We need some gritty people. Amen. I mean, gritty saints today that are not filled with fear, but they're filled with the power of Almighty God, who will stand up and declare today and lift their hands to the glory of Almighty God. And let me tell you what, and shout unto the Lord how great our God is. Amen. I say we need some gritty people. We need some faith-filled people. We need some people that's not afraid of the vision, that will stand up and throw their hands up and shout to the glory of Almighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Get out of the way, devil. Hallelujah. Let me finish here. You redeemed. And I believe the Word says the redeemed of the Lord should say so. You were redeemed to win, not lose. You were redeemed today to live unlimited and to overcome and to be victorious. All done by living an unlimited life through the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot do it on you or your feeling. You can only do it through the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives and dwells within you today. Amen. Well, we're living in a society today that we become controlled by our feelings, so we become controlled by a pill bottle. Well, I got to take an antidepressant. You say, preacher, I think you need Ritalin. It's what you need. I don't need. I got all the pill I need. The gospel. We take things to chill us out. We take things to fire us up. We take things to get us going. We take things to shut us down. We take our emotional problems and we attach them. I gotta have my pills. Rather than attaching them today to the spiritual source that we've got in the presence of a mighty and awesome God. Amen. If you have Jesus today, let me tell you what. You have all the solution that you need. Hallelujah. When your feelings get out of control, you know what? You get into sin. And you bring shame and reproach upon the name of the Lord. We're accountable for God of how we live our life and that we are to live it in accordance with the Word of God. We do not accept Jesus on our terms. We come to Him on His terms. And we are to live by His terms today. David said, "Let no iniquity have dominion over me." Amen. So it has to be God's Spirit that has had the control over your life. You have to surrender your mind to Christ's control. And I like the way Paul put it. He says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. All right, let me finish here. The ground of your mind should belong to the Lord. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need to wear the helmet of salvation that protects your mind. You've got to get settled on this truth today. It's God's Word today that, listen, when you understand the power of the Word, it liberates or it sets you free. Settle your mind today that we serve a mighty God. Settle your mind today that our God is a healer. Settle your mind today that our God is Jehovah Jireh that will take care of your every need in life. Settle your mind that our God is guarding us and that His banner over us is love. Settle your mind in the presence that in His presence is the fullness of joy. Settle your mind, He still and shall always be the Prince of Peace that will bring peace that surpasses all understanding. And my mind is settled. And when you settle your mind today, you'll settle your mind on Him, your life will change. Let me tell you what, friend. It's time today that we start letting God work in us as He desires to do. And I'm through with this. How do we live an unsettled life? An unlimited life, rather. How do we live an unlimited life? We do it, one, by daily strength. Your strength comes from the Lord. He is your strength. And not only that, you've got to come with a daily decision. So you come with a daily strength. You come today with a daily decision. And what you've got to do, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, you've got to die daily to yourself, and you've got to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Amen. See, today, God will take control of your life and He will bless you, but you've got to get out of His way. He is a faithful God. He is a daily Savior that you have to trust daily to meet your every need and to supply your every need in your life. Are you willing this morning, church, listen? Are you willing today to come to Him and live an unlimited life through Jesus Christ? Are you willing today to take your marching orders from Him? Are you willing today to surrender all to Christ? When you do that, He will put His hope and His favor upon you. And you will live your life more differently than you've ever lived it before. Today is your day for a breakthrough that you can break to what God's got for you. But it's not going to happen with sitting in the pew thinking, I wish you'd hurry up because my stomach's growling. Well, give me about 5 more minutes and you can go fill that thing up. But let me tell you what, you better fill your soul up first and be less desirous of your flesh and be more controlled about your spirit of God. Or stand your feet. Are you willing today to come and let this Jesus take control of your life, that you can live life unlimited in and through Him? Father, we call upon You today. We trust You for what You've got in store for us. We know it's awesome, and we know it's good, and we know it's of God. Now, Father, I know there's needs in this church.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.